This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into First Take. Steve Geller along with Jeff Nowak as we gear up for a noon kickoff between the Saints and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It is Spencer Rattler Day, everybody. Derek Carr out with an oblique injury, so the rookie getting his first start of his career today against a division rival. Big game, obviously, for the Saints. I think they're all big in the NFL. I laugh when I hear, you know, must win. I feel like every week is a must win because they're so limited in the NFL. Every week is so important.
Yeah, I mean, there's only 17 games, right? Like, you could say it's funny. You look at it like, oh, it's still early. Not really.
No, it's not. I don't want to hear that either.
They're a quarter of the way into the season. Like, it's going to be over before you know it. It always amazes me how quickly the first half of the season goes by. And especially this type of season, because the first two games and the last three games feel so disassociated from another. They almost feel like two different seasons. Because like after week two, everyone was anointing the Saints like, oh, they might be a Super Bowl team and the best offense in the NFL, 91 points, 40 points a game. And then, whoa, that didn't go well. But you know, a lot of it's the offensive line. I think, you know, you look around the NFL and the good teams are typically the ones that can protect their quarterback, all right? And, you know, so there's some exceptions. Like if you have a guy like Lamar Jackson, sometimes you can get away with some shoddy offensive line protection. And, you know, I think maybe that's part of the reason you feel like, hey, this is a better scenario for Spencer than it might have been for Derek, because he can move around. He can be mobile. He can turn some third and mediums into first downs even though the play breaks down. He can get a couple yards. And I guarantee you the first time that happens today, and it'll happen at least once, the stadium's going to go nuts. They'll be like, this is what we've been waiting for! And I don't know if that's true that is, but yeah, it's going to be something. You got to find ways. Like, that's been what I think, you know, until you desperately need it, you have not been able to find ways on offense in weeks 3 and 5 and week 4. As you look back on that week 4 game, the offense played really well. Especially when you look at the numbers, you look at the third down numbers in particular, they were good. But I just need efficiency. I need to eliminate mistakes. I need to eliminate just silly turnovers. I think the way Deuce put it is like, I need to make my life as easy as possible on Spencer Rattler today.
You mentioned Deuce. Here's what he had to say about Spencer Rattler making his first start against Tampa.
For him, don't allow the moment to get too big, but enjoy the moment. It's your first start. It's your first start. So you should embrace it. But I've got to be able to focus on football too. The one thing that you don't want to do is get in the huddle. And I got 10 other guys looking at me like, come on, man, give me the play. You know, what's the play? And so for him to go in and have command of the huddle, and he will, I feel fair. Now, I've never been with the staff, so I don't know. I feel fairly confident in him having the first maybe 10 plays, 12 plays. And they may not be in order, but, hey, this situation – this is what we're going with. Third down, this is where we're going with. You know, fourth down call, XYZ, this is what we're going with. I want you to focus on this. When you get this look, this is where I want your eyes to go. Not to say I want you to force a football to any certain player, but get the football to your playmakers. The job of the other 10 players that are on that field with him is to make his job easy. I need to do my job. So I don't need to go and hold, line up in the, you know, have a false start, have an illegal motion, hands to the face, whatever it could be. I don't need to make it harder on him because I'm really making it hard on myself. How can we make it easy as possible for him? Because from a looks standpoint, you're going to see four strong. So that's four strong to the tight end side. So that'll be a safety. That's going to be a two backers. There will be four strong coming to that side. You're going to see it. You'll have 4 weak. So just flip it to the other side. The free safety, a linebacker, and a nickel guy. Somebody's going to be hot. Somebody's going to be unblocked. And for the Saints, what's the answer? How do I answer that? What am I giving him to be able to answer that puzzle? Because when it happens, Tampa's going to say, okay, this is what he did this time. This is what he did that time. Now, you're going to get that same look. Double A gap. Two linebackers right over the center. One on the left side, one on the right. How is he going to handle that? Now, one of them engaged, but he drops out. So it's a zone blitz. They only send five, so it's a fire. It looked just like the other blitz, where it looked like one side was heavy, a load left, a load right, and they come, but it's only five guys. What they want you to do as a quarterback is speed up the clock and think that there is a free hitter every time, when in certain situations there won't be. He's got to have multiple answers where it's one to two to here's my check now. That's where he's got to be able to go. And so the Saints can help him by moving the pocket. They can move the pocket a little bit. That'll help. But when you do move the pocket, that normally shortens the field. So now you have only the left side of the field or the right side of the field to play with. So everything's condensed. And you can say, well, people say, well, he's mobile. Yeah, he's mobile. He get hit one time the right way, he won't be mobile much longer. You know, and so for him, there will be opportunities where you run, but running can't be the first thing that you're thinking, because that's exactly what Tampa wants you to do. Right. They feel like that if you run, you're taking away some of the options down the field. The other part of it, and I don't even know the Saints' game plan, but if I'm Tampa, what do you think they're thinking? They're going to throw it hot. They're going to throw it quick. Tampa's like, okay, cool. We're going to rally the football. We want you to throw it short. We feel like your guy cannot make anybody miss. And we can basically tackle you for 2 yards, 3 yards, and we're getting off the field. They'll load the box to say, okay, Saints, we have 7 or 8 in the box. You can't run against this look. And probably the Saints will say, yeah, I agree with you. We can't block that look. But sometimes the Saints are going to have to be hard-headed and say, yep, we have an answer to be able to block that look. The only way that you stop them from doing some of that, you've got to hit them downfield. You've got to be able to win some one-on-one matchups down the field. And I'm not talking about 40 yards, 60 yards down the field. It may be 10. It may be 15. Sometimes it may be 7 or 8 where it's off coverage and my guy runs a hitch, he runs a slant, he may run a hitch and go. You know, and my quarterback buys a little time and he hits him and crank the band up. But I mean, we will see all of that, and we will probably see it all.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Early.
That was Deuce McAllister breaking down what we can expect or hope to see, at least, from Spencer Rattler at quarterback for the Saints, making his first career start, the Saints' fifth-round pick in the NFL draft. When it happened, a lot of folks looked at it as a potential steal in this year's class, considering, obviously, those quarterbacks going early on. And Rattler seemed to kind of get forgot about, I guess, because everybody else was set at their quarterback position, and the Saints able to scoop him up really in the later rounds. I think he was expected to be a day two pick.
Yeah, I think you look at it and say it's a fifth round pick that, you know, you don't, it's not your typical fifth round pick, because there's really no reason for there to be, what, 150 selections between the quarterback taken at number 12, what, J.J. McCarthy, and then the quarterback taken, or was it Bo Nix? I can't remember. And then Spencer in the fifth round. Like,
that's,
they were a
wild,
lot,
right?
They were a lot closer than that. We saw them at the Senior Bowl together. I didn't see that much separation between them. And yeah, a lot of it came down to, hey, I think there was maybe some red flags about Spencer that I don't need to take in. And were those red flags legitimate? I don't know. It doesn't seem like they were, at least not from what I've seen. So, yeah, I think the Saints have, there's a chance they benefited from that. But I will tell you what, the Bucs are not going to say, hey, I think this guy might be good. They're going to say, hey, we're going to send the, we're going to throw the kitchen sink at him and see what he does with it.
When you say the red flags, is it the concern over the Netflix documentary
stuff? It was
all
the stuff that came up during the draft. Like, Ian Rappaport talked about it. Like, it was kind of foolish, but that's the type of stuff.
From a 17-year-old, right?
That's the type of stuff you overanalyze in the draft process. You got nothing else to do. You might as well look at everything. And, you know, if you're a team that doesn't necessarily need a quarterback and you're like, eh, why? And I don't know. The Saints aren't mad about it because they ended up getting him in the fifth round.
The biggest legitimate red flag to me, I think, obviously, is turnovers. And you look at that, and Spencer Rattler definitely had a higher rate of interceptions in college that you don't really look at and as a positive for him. But the attitude issues that you saw from a Netflix series from a 17-year-old kid,
I don't see that.
That,
yeah,
to me, doesn't weigh into any factor for him.
No, I don't think that. No one's talking about that. I mean, we're talking about it, but no one else is talking about it in terms of like, oh, how's that going to affect him today? No, I mean, what we're hearing from everyone is that he's been an excellent leader, that he's fit into that locker room, that he relates to his teammates, that he does all the things you need a starting quarterback to do. And, you know, that's not a given. You know, that can come, that can go. Like, you don't see the same level of leadership from everybody. But it sounds like he's got that. So I think the Saints are, you know, I don't think that's going to be the issue today. Let's put it that way. I don't think if Spencer struggles, it's not going to be because, oh, he can't relate to his teammates. And he's like, they don't want to play for
right,
him.
Right, yeah, exactly. They don't want to work for him. They don't want to play.
That's not the issue.
We are here at the Caesars Superdome getting ready for that noon kickoff with Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister taking over to bring you the local call. Also, 10 a.m., the Cajun Cannon cranks up the Bud Light countdown to kickoff right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Want to hear from you, 504-260-1870. How you feeling about this start today for Spencer Rattler against division rival Tampa Bay? Going to Tony from down under in Australia. Tony, what you got for us today on First Take?
What's up, man? Hey, how you doing, Jeff? I'm interested to see how Rattler goes. I hope he doesn't hold onto the ball too long. And he just, the check downs. 7 yards, like I heard Deuce just talk about. 7 yards, doesn't have to be big chunks. 7 yards for a first down, then you only got to get three, you know? So you can move up the ground. You don't have to take it in big chunks.
Right, exactly. You don't need to, you know, kill them with these 30, 40-yard gashes.
No, no. All you got to do is move the chains. If you're constantly moving the chains, that means you're controlling the ball. You control the ball, you control the game.
Looking at this run game, Tony, for the black and gold, definitely think it's going to be a huge factor in this matchup. What have you thought of Alvin Kamara this season? Because obviously there was a lot of questions, him dealing with, you know, contract negotiations. But man, oh man, a guy just giving it out 100% every time for the game and all about this team, really impressing this season. And hopefully he can continue dealing with a bunch of injuries.
Yeah, well, the O-line's got to create the gaps for him to run through.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I can't argue with that one bit. When you look at this O-line blocking for whoever is running the football, and it's been mostly Alvin. I'm hoping, and I've mentioned this before, I'm waiting for more involvement from Jamal Williams.
I'm waiting for more involvement from Kendre Miller.
Could happen today, obviously.
That's what I'm hoping to see. And I'm curious how much he's going to get on the field. You know, obviously, you know, it's a good sign that they activated him. It's a sign that they're feeling comfortable with him in the offense. That was always the question of, like, okay, has he been able to pick it up? Do you feel comfortable with him in pass protection? Because here's the thing. You can't get him on the field unless you can do everything you need to do with him, because otherwise it's a tell. If you put him on the field and the other team feels like, hey, we know that they're not comfortable with him protecting the quarterback, then they know what to run, right? So we'll see how that goes. And I just think you need a punch. You need something on the ground, and that's something that they, you know, when this offense has played well, they've run the football well. when this offense has not played well, they have not been able to run the football. It's really been that simple.
Right. You mentioned a punch, and obviously one of those big punches is not playing in Taysom Hill. And you meant for the run game, obviously, too, that is so huge.
No, I mean, there's no question, right? In the three games, I have it here. So in the Saints' two most frustrating offensive performances, that's Eagles and Chiefs, Alvin has managed just 113 rushing yards on 37 carries, 3.1 yards per carry. In the other three games, 275 yards, five touchdowns on 54 carries, 5.1 yards per carry. When you can do that, you can establish the play action, you can slow down the pass rush, and you can hit deep. It's you know, like, we can overtalk football all we want. We can overcomplicate this thing all we want. It's that simple. If you can establish the run, it makes your life way easier on offense.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.